guess you've heard me call it the calves then, if you haven't heard me call it the cow. Mm-mm. Okay. Do you have any idea of what a farmer might say if he's plowing with mules to get them to turn left or right?
Mm-mm.
Ever heard of G and haw?
Mm-mm.
Haven't heard of that. G to turn right and haw to turn left. Okay. What about if a man wanted to call his horses in? What would he do?
What do you use the same kind of noise as those stallions use?
What you mean?
You know, the same kind of strange noise as the horse.
Oh, you mean he kind of whinny?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you know if people whistle to their horses? Like you'd whistle?
I never heard of that.
Haven't heard of that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Say if you were going to ride a horse, what would you say to him to make him start?
You hit him with the stirrups.
Okay. What would you say if you wanted him to stop?
Whoa, whoa.
Okay. I guess you know what he calls the sheep.
Sheep? No.
You ever seen one?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess they have those at the zoo. Have you ever heard people call to their pigs when they're feeding them? Just kind of say something to them while they're feeding them? Talk to them while they're feeding. Like, piggy, piggy, piggy.
Oh, I tell you.
Yeah. Don't say that for me.
Piggy, piggy, piggy.
All right, what about calling your chickens the same way when you're feeding them?
Yeah, when I feed them, I just call them by the name, like some of the rooster had the name. Mm-hmm. The rooster stuff out there, everybody else come out. Oh, yeah. I ain't fooled them pigs. When I got these friends that slop all around and thing, I got to run. They would knock you over trying to get that food.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Where was this?
It was my uncle's farm.
Mm-hmm.
He got pig, cows.
Yeah.
He got a couple of horses.
Yeah.
And chickens. He ain't got a kind of sheep.
Mm-hmm.
I got them when I saw the pigs. He has about 20.
Yeah.
I don't fool with them pigs.
I don't blame them. You're liable to get trampled.
Uh-huh.
You ever heard people, a woman, maybe say chicky, 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 that kind of thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You don't say that for me?
Chicky, chicky, chicky.
Okay. Say if a man's got to go somewhere on his horse, when he has to, you know, put the saddle on and the bridle and all that, you say he has to do what to the horse?
Saddle him up.
Okay, saddle him up or maybe harness him up?
Okay. Usually when they talk about that, they talk about, you know, when you get the mules together, harness up the mules. Or,
yeah.
You know, like back in the old times when they harness them up to a buggy.
Mm. Okay. What would you call the things that you hold in your hand to guide the horse when you're riding?
The reins.
Mm. Or what about the things that you hold in your hand to guide the animals if you're plowing with them?
Bridle or the reins.
Okay. Do you have any idea, if you had two horses hitched to a wagon, what you would call the horse on the right? Any special name?
Mm-mm.
Like the lead horse? Have you ever heard of that?
One of the right is the lead horse.
Oh. Hadn't heard that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about this expression? Say if something's right, not right nearby, you say it's just a little over.
A ways over.
Okay. Or say if you've been traveling and you hadn't yet finished your journey, you say that you still had to go before dark.
A little ways or a couple miles ago.
Or if it was like you were trying to go from here to Hattiesburg, you might say that you still had a, not just a short distance.
Way.
Okay.
Long way.